3D6 down the line.
Okay, that is episode 61 in the books. Unfortunately, both Ted and David had to dip. It is very late at night for us when we do these TikToks. So sometimes they don't have the stamina to hold in. But I'm here with like my actual favorites, Mike and Matt.
So yeah, they're the real guys. Yeah, now we can vent. We can vent on this.
Exactly.
God, so anyway, it's Jacob Leona.
Yeah, what airs that guy has.
John. Just gotta say, man, great job on the voices tonight, man. It was like a lot of fun. I just sat there real quiet and listened to it. And
yeah, I hope it didn't come across
the throne room. And he's like, "Baseball, I'm leaving. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be out." Yeah, baseball. Walks around the dinner table with a baseball bat. It's gonna be time to go.
is that an Untouchables reference, right?
That's the Untouchables scene. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
I want him dead. I want his house burnt to the ground.
Yeah. I love that movie so much. So good.
So good.
But no, those were fantastic characters, man. Did you like just sit here and work on it all week or what?
No, I had some brief notes about each one of them. The characters themselves are obviously from the module, but the characterization is basically mine. Goblins are a lot of fun.
They're a lot of fun, man. I'm so glad we're like hanging out with these guys now.
I was so happy you guys finally met Kerbog Khan. I've been waiting for that. I mean, literally in real time for over a year. For you to meet Kerbog Khan. And it's nothing that you guys did wrong. It was just happenstance and circumstance, like unlucky random event rolls. You took like a right turn when you could have taken a left and it just never happened. I was like, how is this possible? Like this guy's supposed to be like everywhere, you know,
but we managed to idiots avoid every possible way.
It's totally not your fault.
I was picking up like big vibes sort of like my friend, the computer. Like, hi friends, I'm Kerbog Khan. Like, and then you say the wrong thing and you just get disintegrated. So
yeah, he's a cool character. There's a lot more to him, obviously, than what you're seeing right now. You can plumb him for a lot of stuff, but the cool thing about him is that he can almost always be, or one of his automatons can usually be found in one of these populous centers. That's just one of the things that you guys have yet to do. As many people in the community have said, is you've never actually gone to like one of the big centers of activity. So a lot of these assumed to be common encounters just have never happened to you, you know, but you're here now.
It is really weird.
You now know of like four, right?
Yeah.
Formaset, Goblin Town, Troll Markets. Is there one more?
You know of actually two more where you suspect there's a lot of activity, the Inn of the Lost and the Arena, which supposedly are on the same level. If you take the troll lifts by Killick, they should take you down to the first leg. If you pay like the GP to Riglon, it'll take you down to the level where there's the Arena and the Inn of the Lost.
And it's insane that all of these places that we've never made it to one.
Yeah.
Well, it's so huge. Like it's such a huge mage. You can just wander around, and we're kind of the proof of that, right? Like we're the idiots just wandering around with blinders on. I'll go left instead of going right and missing all these things. But I'll tell you, like the thing that really clicked for me in that conversation with Killick and that linking of the troll lifts, right? Is that what they're called? Mm-hmm. That we have a way now. We can walk to that blue pillar room, which means that we can walk to the Trials of Arden anytime we want.
Right.
Right. We can walk down there and we know how to get from there to, you know, the sanatorium. Is that what it's called? No, the frozen place.
Yeah. The ice princess.
Yeah. Not the sanatorium, but Lady Clementia's. Lady Clementia's asylum. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Asylum.
Yeah.
Okay. Which asylum. That's the word.
A huge thing that we need to solve, Matt. And I still think that entire area, if we decide to ever carve out our own little portion of Arden Vool, that is like the place I think that we should be focusing on trying to like fortify, staff, make it ours. If we can deal with the turtle and figure out some way to get through that pool like regularly, then that gives us an access point out, and it's like contained, and there's stuff in there to like explore. We just got to evict Eustace. Yeah. ghost. So yeah.
Well, and we have all the pieces that we need to. They're not all at the right level and stuff, but you know, when Av gets his seventh level and those fifth level spells, I forget the name of the spell. It's like Dispel Evil or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he can send Eustace packing either, you know, permanently or temporarily, right? And I was reading also about our new friend who's in our stable. I forget what's the barbarian's name?
Hjalti.
Hjalti, right?
Yeah.
I was so curious about him as I started reading about the barbarians. I didn't realize that they can attack things that are, you know, invulnerable to regular weapons and still like damage them. And that was one of the main things that hurt us so much about Eustace is we couldn't hurt him. I think we only had like the pin was the only weapon that could do anything to him.
And now we have all
these ways.
I mean, that we know about. We're carrying around a bunch of magical weapons that we still have never identified. Like the lack of being able to identify things has been a huge hindrance. And so now having access to Carbol Khan might actually be a real positive. Like, I mean, we have a ton of gold. If he accepts gold, he might have zero interest in gold. We don't know.
He wants blood. He wants blood and information. That's that's the thing that we're going to have to do, right? Is figure out what we want to ask this guy.
Because
we have the information, obviously, that he wants.
Right.
Right.
Even more than what we want to ask him is what we're willing to tell him. Because we have two really cool like locations, a whole ship hangar with like real ships in it. And then the other one with like actual aliens in it, he would probably poop his like, you know, his carapace if he knew that we knew where there were actual aliens in chambers and stuff, you know.
He wants laser guns just like we do.
The other thing you should kind of make the connection with, too, is the fact that he's constructed this automaton from Arcantian pieces, but also primarily the Rudishva plasteel, which means he has some sort of mastery or knowledge about the technology, right? So he wants more, exactly, Matt. That's another key point, is that he obviously has access to it from somewhere, right? And he's smart enough and powerful enough to know how to manipulate it, right? So that's a source for you right there, right? Because of all the mysteries you've encountered with the Iris door and the enemies you faced there. And I mean, you didn't even look into the pods, which was probably smart. But just kind of keep that in mind, that is a source of information about that, the highest mystery that you've encountered so far, right?
I also am curious if he'd be interested in some sort of partnership. See, the hard thing for me, and I know it'll be very difficult for David too, is to relinquish that information, relinquish that, like what we know and where we know, because eventually, ideally, we will also be very powerful and able to manipulate those things, ideally, right? And by relinquishing it, we're basically giving it to this NPC instead. Whether or not we get our value for that, or if it's worth like having one of his automatons or one of his dragonflies come along with us and see if we can figure out how to access one of those things, or if there's a way to get by the death bot, or, you know, something like that. He might be interested in that if we make that arrangement with him rather than just telling him where it is.
Well, you guys have always talked about,
like, I'm going to channel.
Go ahead.
I said, I'm going to channel David for a second, and who knows, but I feel the little David on my shoulder saying, absolutely in no way do we give him that information, because he's so much more powerful than we are. We'd give up all of our power as soon as we gave him that information. Whatever we get would pale in comparison to the value of the thing that we're giving to him.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I was going at with David too. But what do we want from that location, right? We want some laser guns. We want access to the technology. There's nothing to say that this guy is not powerful enough to be considered like his own little faction, right? And having a relationship with him that we have information that he wants, we have locations that he wants. I mean, he may very well be like, hey man, the hangar is mine, the spaceships are mine, but that crate of like laser rifles over there, you guys can have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there might be some opportunity there to work with him.
One part of
we got to figure out more about what he's like.
your far reaching goal, one of your far reaching goals has always been to like get the laser gun sort of thing. But I think is probably just because it's such a far reaching thing that you haven't even ventured in that brain space yet. But should you even get them, would you be able to use them? Right. That's always the question too. It's like, you know, like it's completely foreign technology. What you've attempted to do so far was sort of fumble through the controls on that control panel. Right. And the only reason you were able to do anything like, anything useful was because you would drink that comprehend languages potion. Right.
Right. I thought it was a natural.
We need to get some more of.
Yeah. So just be aware that like you're going to come up across a very like hard wall. That's going to be very frustrating for you. If you don't have the ability to don't have the knowledge about how this stuff functions, and you have in front of you a direct line to that knowledge, but as you said, that's you know how you get that knowledge is going to be an interesting dilemma for you guys to sort out. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing.
Well, that'll be the trick, right? Because at some point you have to kind of take that leap of trust, right? Like you gotta. That's why I think building a relationship with Carbal Khan is like really important. And to make ourselves be useful, right? Like automatons are great. He can come around with us or look at the location or whatever, but he can also be like, you know what? Push that third button on that panel and then it'll open the door and then you guys can go in there. And, you know, he might be able to just steer us through some of that encounter. And
Well, true. Yeah, true. But he can also cast his spells through that. So as soon as we do whatever he needs us to do, he can just zap us all and kill us with a lightning bolt. I mean, the thing that we have to watch out for here is, you know, right now our power differential is so high, right? We're basically like the, you know, the kindergartner that finds the, you know, finds a machine gun, right? What do we do? How do we use this? And he's going to be like, you don't. Yoink.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's why, I'm not saying that this is an immediate goal or anything like that, but it's something to think about.
It's a major step forward. You just don't know. You've had one encounter with him. You don't know enough about him or his motives yet. Right. But I'm just glad that he's now part of the game. Cause he's like just super important to the Halls of Ardenvul. And it's so key to a lot of different elements, for PC. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun. Yeah.
God, man, here we are a year plus into this game and we're just like scratching the surface.
you got loads of information though. And you can start to piece together, hopefully, like the geography of things, and like you've just opened up a huge amount of paths now, right? Mm-hmm. You, like I said, you've got the path directly from the surface in the pyramid right to the goblin halls with little danger as long as the goblins maintain their position of power and you are in their favor. That's key, right? But then you also know that on Killick's level is apparently a very short journey to the troll lifts.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have it start interacting with the trolls, and the trolls have lifts that take you up and down the chasm. You don't know exactly where, but you know that one is supposed to take you to the arena and the end of the Lost, right? Two big population centers, and it's not supposed to be that far away. The other thing to remember too is that what Killick told you is that where he was directing you over the sundered span to the troll lifts to the north was the top of the troll lifts. The very highest part, and you had already gone 250 feet down from the Debouchement, which is also 250 feet down from the top of the pyramid, right? So you have to kind of picture like 500 or feet down from the surface. That's where the troll lifts start, and then they go down,
right?
You know, and remember too that
the cliff face is
we've been deeper. Feet.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Mike. Yeah. And you've been even deeper. Yes, the Lost Chambers of Arden are way down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also don't actually know if the dungeon extends down below, like where the pond is. Like, I mean, there's nothing to say that it stops, that it's ground that level. It's turtle land. Right. So we could go like 8 levels below that if for all we know.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really fascinating, man. It's really super interesting. I can't wait to see what happens with the goblins now.
You made the safe haven, which is huge. I mean, you're going to get that. That is, by the way, the for folks out there in my version of Feats of Exploration, that is the number one hit. That's the that's the campaign level one. They're going to get a 15% feat of exploration XP bonus just for getting to a safe haven. That's huge.
I think I'm going to have that problem again, John, where I'm going to have like. Wasting XP because I got a first level character.
Yeah, your first
level character right on the cusp of second, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get that. You're going to get that. That one feat is going to get you a bunch. And then you're going to also get all that gold. So it's going to be pretty massive. And how much did you take again? Because I got to calculate that. 1,000?
10,000.
So 10,000 gold pieces.
10,000.
Yeah.
Solidi. Right.
And you brought some extra too.
I brought like 30.
It was like,
30 solidi. So an extra 300 GP.
All right. So 10,300 XP. Yeah. Okay.
And you gave 10 away, I think, right? Yeah. Yeah. You gave 10 to Killick.
Right.
So 10 to Killick. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was like, maybe we should be bringing more hirelings with us. But we should have brought Sam. We should have brought everybody.
But you don't know, right? You just don't know because it also could have been just like a bunch of, you know, spiders that come out and eat us, right?
And did you give 10 solidi or 10 GP? Or do a mad
dash. Or,
I gave him 10 solidi, John, so 100 GP.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
I know it was a big, you know, delve into the dark and we didn't know what was going to happen, but you know, it was a lot less scary than going through the fire portal in the end, you know? So
very true. Yep.
Yeah. And I think it was a good amount because we it's a big chunk, but you know, we did some of the preliminary math and it didn't seem like in and of itself, it was in danger of pushing, you know, you or any of the, Cause Miso is also kind of low level. That much in danger of wasting a whole lot.
Is that too meta to think about, John? Like, how much treasure should we bring because we might level up? No. I mean, is that overly meta?
No, you'd be. In my world, it'd be stupid for you not to think about that sort of stuff. You absolutely should. I think it was the smart play because you really didn't know what you were going to face, and you were whatever you're leaving behind was in a very, very safe spot.
Right.
So it's not like you were putting that stuff at risk that you weren't taking with you. And as you said, like you could technically go back for it if you really wanted to. So
how long is the journey back up to the debouchement level now? I don't even know what time it was when we got down to the King's.
Oh yeah, Church. We did.
I guess we
haven't really been talking about time this much. So.
Yeah. I actually lost track once you kind of dropped down into the market, but it looks like it took you approximately about an hour.
See, that's nothing.
That's literally
nothing, Matt. We can sit there and give goblins like gold all day to haul all of our shit down here. If this is where we want to end up kind of setting up our base camp, you know what I'm saying? There might the Inn of Lost Souls or whatever might be a better location for us to actually set up for some reason. You know, we don't know. I guess, you know.
Yeah, you still have yet to. Yeah, you kind of got a general vibe of what the market is like, although you haven't explored the actual place where things are being sold and things like that. But like you literally came down the ladder and we were just sort of like mobbed by everybody. So you're going to have to kind of feel out like what the politics are at play and all that sort of stuff. Like to determine it's a safe haven. Everything's the peace is kept here. There is a working economy, but you're going to have to decide whether or not this is. You're going to have to like compare and contrast is what I'm saying.
Right.
This is a safe haven. You can set up your base here, but when you encounter another safe haven, you're going to have to make that decision about, you know, or you can have multiple. Like, though,
everyone like just leaving their stuff in a big pile next to a campfire surrounded by like everybody seems like not a great idea. Like,
yeah, you got to go talk to Master Life Cream, man.
Yeah, they're lurkers at my Life Cream corner.
Come on, you got to be dying to find out what Master Life Cream's all about.
I got to know. I don't even know. Like, what are you going to do? Like, what Gonzo voice are you going to do for a guy named Life Cream?
I only got so many. I want to meet
every goblin on the level. I hope you got a lot of voices, John, because I want to talk to all these guys.
I think you're like Groucho Marx or something. Hi.